Travis, thanks so much for the time. Be honest with me here. How many times have you watched that film and that play over and over and over again?
Had to be at least over 100 times. I'm seeing it everywhere, over social media, watching it over film, people telling me about the play. So, yeah, it's just it's everywhere.
It really is, and I tell you what, it was unbelievable to see happen in person, but can you kind of take me through the execution of it and how, you know, it all came to be? I mean, here's a huge situation with a kicker who's pretty much automatic for the Bombers, and there's under 2 minutes to go. They have a chance to go ahead with a late score here. Take me through the execution of it all and how you were able to break through the line and block that field goal.
So through the last drive, my special teams coach took me through. He said, "Are you ready? Like, make sure you're ready." So that hole from first down all the way to third down, I don't even remember what was going on because I was just so in my head and locked in. When I went out there, I told the guy left of me, which is Devin Smith, that, listen, we're going to blow up the guard and we're going to get this block. Next thing you know, the guard's on the ground. Me and him are just right there. Luckily, it came, hit my forearm. It was just an unbelievable moment from there.
I mean, is it one of those things where you do remember vividly what happened, or like once the play actually happened, you kind of black out and because you realize the importance and the significance of a play like that?
Yeah, I blacked out once it happened. I can't remember what happened. You know, I'm watching it on film and I'm like, oh yeah, but like during the moment, no clue.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Travis Alvarez with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland football team. I got to ask because, you know, this isn't like your first rodeo when it comes to making big plays on special teams. I mean, ever since you've been a Red Dragon, it seems like you're blocking all of these like field goals and everything like that. Like, what's been the key to your success when it comes to executing on special teams?
The key to my success is basically that guy next to me that's helping me push that guard in the backfield. It does help when you're in 6'6 and you got long arms to get him up there, but it's definitely the whole field goal unit, you know, edge pressure. They got to worry about that. Then you got to worry about the middle. And then just the pressure of us, you know, pushing back and then getting everybody's hands up. So, yeah, it's definitely cool because I never was on a field goal block unit in my life until I came here. So it's been a very big key to my game.
Yeah, it clearly has. How did that come to be then, where you started being a member of the special teams unit like that and finding that sort of success? Like, was there something that the coaches saw in you that where they kind of said, all right, you're going to be our guy here on the line and stuff like that? Like, take me through that.
They knew I was explosive, but they just looked at my height and they were like, listen, we're going to give it a go and let's see if it works. And has worked ever since I was a freshman up to now.
Yeah, that's for sure. I do want to go back to Cortica just a little bit more because, you know, this was a game that was a slugfest from the beginning. I mean, it looked like you guys had the momentum, then IC took over and had the momentum, then you guys were obviously able to seal the deal and get the win at your home stadium. So what was that like? How were you guys able to dig deep and really execute after finding yourself, you know, kind of in a lopsided ball game for, you know, the middle parts of the contest?
So we were pumped coming out. You know, we had a lead on them. Things started to go downhill a little bit. We've seen that. And, you know, we fought adversity. We knew we had to come back. We knew what we wanted. So they were up, what, 2 scores on us, like third quarter. And we were like, listen, this is where we go from now, and then we got to progress. So we put our foot in the ground and, you know, we came back. There was a lot of talk about, oh, Cortland hasn't fought adversity throughout the whole season. Like, this is like a game that we showed that we fought adversity going down 2 scores late in the game and then coming back.
Did you guys feel any pressure going into a game like this? Not just because it was Cortica, but because you had the chance to go unbeaten throughout the course of the regular season. You had had the chance to take down a nationally ranked opponent and kind of stop, you know, shut up the naysayers. Like, was there pressure going into this matchup?
Yeah, there was pressure, but, you know, we handled it right. We know we just had to play, come out, play Red Dragon football, and, you know, that's what we do. It's just another game. It's as, you know, it's big. We're playing a top team, but really it's just another game. And, you know, if you go out and you do what you do, you come out in a victory.
I feel like for a lot of us who are on the outside, we didn't know what to expect with your football team this year, just because of how there was no season last year, and you can only base things off of so much because of all the new faces and this, that, and the other. But you guys just absolutely cruised throughout the course of the regular season. Did you feel like that there was something special brewing with this team? Did you have an idea that you would have this kind of success, or is this sort of success sort of surprising for you?
It's definitely surprising because, you know, with the new coach, and we have a lot of younger guys that are in the mix. It was definitely surprising, but all these fifth-year seniors that came back, we have great leadership on this team, and we knew that we have a special group here. So after a couple games, we really got in it, and we were like, yo, this team is, like, really special. Like, we're going to do something here. And since then, we've just been grinding it out and playing ball.
Yeah, for sure. Travis Alvarez with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland football team, who played hero in the annual Cortica Jug game a couple of days ago. You mentioned that it was kind of surprising how good you guys were. I'm wondering, in terms of X's and O's, what has really worked for this team that has led to this unbeaten record?
From the defense standpoint, you know, not allowing yards. Our defense, our front seven, our secondary, like, you stop the run, you know, team's going to have to start passing the ball, and that's when things get tricky because they don't know. We got guys in the secondary who make plays. For the offense, you know, once you could run the ball, then you could open up the air. We started off slow running the ball throughout the season, which we have picked up. And once you start running the ball, they start people bringing in the box. Now we can open up RPOs and throw it over the top. So,
yeah,
that's how, like, we game plan through our offense and defense.
And the thing about it too, I mean, you're blocking for a quarterback in Bree Sagala that, you know, kind of getting back to that unknown part of things. You know, we knew about his brother, Brett, who's now a part of the coaching staff, but we didn't know what to expect from Breeze, per se, because of the COVID year and because of, you know, his lack of playing experience. Like, what has he brought to the table? Because he is a true dual threat sort of quarterback and can make anything happen, it seems like, out there.
Yeah, Breeze is my brother, so I know him really well. Brett Sagala, now my running backs coach. I played with him, so I know, like, his game, and he talks to Breeze all the time. Breeze knows what he had to do. He watched his brother 2-3 years now, watched him his whole life. He knows all the aspects of the game. He knows that when he got to go in and make a play, he's going to make that play. Yeah, he hasn't had no experience up until this year, but he's just that, he's that game time player that you could count on him, man. He's going to get it done.
And you guys are going to hope to get it done this weekend when you host Springfield in the opening round of NCAAs. Take me through what that's been like the last couple of days of practice and preparing for the Pride. And, you know, I'm assuming you've got to be so thrilled to be having this game, obviously, at home at the stadium as well.
Yes, very exciting. I mean, I never played in a playoff game in college. But, you know, we've taken it like it's another game. Springfield, we've had history with them. We used to play them in the past, so this is a big game for us. It's like battle of the PEs. They're a good football team, but it's going to come out to whoever wants it more on Saturday, and that's going to be the Cortland Red Dragons.
I love it. I love the mindset. Travis, hey, congratulations on the big-time performance at Cortica. You're never going to forget this moment, man. Like, enjoy this ride because it's been something special for you and your teammates. Go get them on Saturday, okay?
I will. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.